This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, or YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Big week here in Philadelphia. Eagles, 49ers, Sunday at 4:30 at Lincoln Financial Field. Excited about that. Obviously, it's taken up most of our bandwidth right now. Sixers lose last night. You know, Flyers going on right now. I mean, there's some other stuff kind of occupying our brains a little bit, but most of the bandwidth right now, of course, is on the Eagles. But yesterday and over the weekend, rumor out there with the Phils, and then some news yesterday that caught our attention. So, rumor out there over the weekend, the Phillies are among the big market teams with some interest in 27-year-old shortstop Bo Bichette, of course, who has played his career with the Toronto Blue Jays. And then yesterday, the Phillies finalized something we had kind of known about for a while and thought was going to happen for a while, but they finalized a deal to make Don Mattingly their next bench coach. So Don Mattingly, all those years with the Yankees and the relationship with Rob Thompson, obviously had a managerial experience with the Dodgers three times in the playoffs before they won it all with Dave Roberts. And then he went to the Miami Marlins, and they got to the playoffs in the pandemic shortened season of 2020. Most recently, the bench coach with the Toronto Blue Jays. And obviously, you know, it's Don Mattingly. One of the greatest players that's not in the Hall of Fame. In fact, he might be the best player if we exclude steroid guys, right? If we exclude, your Clemens and your Bonds and all that and your McGuire's. He might be the best baseball player that is not in Cooperstown. So obviously, you know, he's Donnie Baseball. I mean, if you were a kid in the 80s and 90s, you had some admiration for Donnie Baseball. And now he's going to be part of the Phillies. His son, of course, Preston Mattingly, is the team's GM. But connecting those dots, there's also a lot of reporting out there that Bo Bichette and Don Mattingly had a good relationship in Toronto. So you kind of add all this together. And I'll give you quickly my first thought was, I think that this is out there, the Bichette thing, because they're trying to scare JT Realmuto into taking whatever offers on the table, right? There's an offer on the table to JT. The Phillies have probably multiple kind of offers. And they're trying to scare him to take it before they rescind the offer and they go figure out something else to do with their budget this offseason, like maybe potentially going to get Bo Bichette. So that's where I think the number one thought went to is, all right, they're probably trying to scare JT. But then I started to imagine, like a lot of people, the Phillies lineup with Bo Bichette. You know, some combination of Trey Turner, Bo Bichette, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber in the 1, 2, 3, 4 spots in the order. I mean, that is a real legitimate start to a lineup. That is how this thing gets rolling, and that's how you go attack the Los Angeles Dodgers. So let's unpack all this, how good of a player Bichette is, how much money this would cost, and then how they would make it work. So let's talk about the player. We're talking about a guy that is 27. He'll be 28 right around the first week of March. So he'll play next season at age 28. Just finished his age 27 season. He has already been worth 21 wins above replacement. He has 3 seasons of 3.5 or better wins above replacement, including last year. He had a 5.9 wins above replacement. It might be his peak. And that was his age 23 season in 2021, where he finished 12th in the American League MVP voting. Led the league in hits. He was an absolute star. He has a career 121 OPS plus. Last year was 129, which was actually his best ever for a full season. He had a 144 OPS plus and a 930 OPS, which is ridiculous, in his rookie year. But he only had 196 plate appearances, at-bats, 212 plate appearances, 46 games. So that was a third of a season. So over full seasons, which would be, you know, 21, 22, 23, and 25, he was hurt in 24. But if you go to those full seasons, we're talking about last year being his best in terms of adjusted OPS. He was really, really good. Once again, MVP kind of votes. So we have a star hitter here. We have a guy who's a legitimate 300-ish hitter. Has hit 300 in 4 different seasons. Again, his brief call-up in 19, the shortened season in 20, 298 in 21, 306 in 23, 311 last year. The years he didn't hit, so he's had one bad year. It was 24, injury-plagued, only played 81 games, 225. But other than that, he's hit basically 300 every year. If you go to the 298s, the 290s as the other years, he's basically hit 300 in every single season. He could hit the ball to all fields. He actually hits the ball more to center than any field. Opposite field almost 30% of the time. And he pulls the ball less than, I would say, most good hitters. He has been, in his career, a solid stolen base guy. It is not, you know, I don't think it's a huge part of his game. You know, we're talking 60 steals in 7 years. He had 25 steals in 2021. Again, that was probably his peak. I view him as a very average, if not below average, defensive shortstop. And I think the move is going to be for him to move to second base. And I imagine that's where he would play for his next team. If you look at similarity scores, right, batters through the same age, he is on the same trajectory through age 26 as Corey Seager, as Johnny Peralta. That's one that probably stands out to Dave Dombrowski, had Peralta in Detroit. Asdrubal Cabrera, Javier Baez, Troy Tulowitzki, Gleyber Torres, Trey Turner, Willie Adames. These are good hitters. These are good players. The Trey one, the fact that Trey and Peralta are on there, I'm sure stands out to Dave Dombrowski, as he probably has a lot of interest in this kid, because those are hitters that he's committed to and he's played, and Peralta's moved around, and Turner maybe eventually will move around. I could see Bichette as a third baseman. I could see him as a second baseman. I think his days as a full-time shortstop are probably ending. But this is a big-time player. I mean, this is one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball, and he's out there. He's free. He is coming off a year where the Blue Jays helped the Blue Jays, you know, get to Game 7 of the World Series. There's a lot of reasons to be very intrigued by Bo Bichette and what he could be.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
Again, if the Phillies didn't have Trey Turner and the calculus was, let's try to put together a 10-year deal to make him our shortstop, I'd have big reservations. I don't think that's what he is. I don't think that's where he should be. I think his defense has gotten worse as time has gone on. He's going to move to second, or he's going to move to third, or he's going to move to left field as time goes on. But he's a real hitter. I mean, he's a guy that when you think legitimate 300-ish hitters that could win batting titles, you think of Bo Bichette. He has twice led the league in hits. So that's the player. The player is big time. Now, as far as the Phillies, how they make this work and how the fallout could be if they do. So it's pretty easy to see how the dominoes would have to line up. So domino number one is they'd have to rescind their offer or let JT walk away. Right? That's the first domino that would have to fall here. I don't know what they're offering JT Realmuto per year. I don't know where the line is between fair and then insulting to a catcher of Realmuto's status, you know, in terms of the league, in terms of the structure of the sport, in terms of the Phillies' history. You know, to go from where he was, which was when he signed his contract 5 years ago, the highest paid catcher in the history of baseball, to now where he's going to fall in, obviously, it's going to be a pay cut. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. There's no way the Phillies could justify paying Realmuto what he was making the last couple of years. There's no way I think Realmuto could look at them with a straight face, or his agent could look at them with a straight face and say, yeah, you know, we all want a race. You know, no. No, that's probably not going to happen. The performance is not dictating a raise there by any stretch of the imagination, or even, you know, the same salary. So do they knock it down to 15? Is 15 per year, is a two-year, $30 million contract where this is headed for JT Realmuto and the Philadelphia Phillies? I don't know. I mean, that's a fair question. And if that is the number, let's say it's 15. 2 years, $30 million, $15 million per season for JT Realmuto. Let's say that is the number and where we're at. If the Phillies either rescinded the offer or kind of nudged JT out the door to go sign with the Pirates or the Red Sox or, you know, maybe a mystery team out there, the Giants or whatever, and they took that $15 million, how much, for next year's budget, would that be enough to make a Bo Bichette contract work? So, I've seen different contract projections for Bo Bichette. As we go later into the offseason, obviously, you would think the number is going to come down, not up, because there's a lot of supply still out there. There's a lot of players, a lot of stars between Bellinger and Tucker and a bunch of pitchers out there. So it's not like there's nobody if you want a bat. I mean, there's bats to be had. So I think he's going to end up getting a little bit less than the projections were. So I'm pulling up updated contract projections. This was December 16th for the top hitters. Bo Bichette. Let's see. 5-130 was Kylie McDaniel's original projection. And then 5-150 was the updated projection. So Kylie McDaniel and ESPN actually put him as a higher projection as time went on. I disagree with that. Adames got 7-182 last season. But let's also remember Bichette had a knee injury in September, and he's had injuries throughout his career. So that is where I think there will be a little bit of a block on how many years and how much per year. 5-130 is an interesting number for Bo Bichette. That's 26 per year. I wonder if the Phillies could offer 130 and spread it over six, or 150 and spread it over six, okay? And that would be 150 spread over 6 years would be $25 million per year. So what that would be is, I think, a fair number for Bo Bichette, 5-160, 6-150. you're spreading it out where it's his age 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 seasons. It's not an insane deal. You're still out by 33. 15 is coming from the Real Muto money anyway. And if you could trade away Alec Bohm, who's going to make about $10 million in salary arbitration, there's your $25 million. The Phillies, if they could swap out Bohm for pennies on the dollar just to get him off the books, or they could non-tender Alec Bohm. I mean, that is, you could do that. I mean, the Phillies' non-tender deadline, let's see. So I'm trying to figure, could the Phillies rescind the tender? Can MLB teams rescind the tender?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, the Phillies could negotiate. The Phillies could negotiate and basically just cut Alec Bohm. I don't think the Phillies are tethered to. Okay, so if Grimmie can't be received, sides go to arbitration. Now, the Phillies might be locked in a Bohm now. I have to check on this. This is my bad that I'm not exactly sure, because the non-tender deadline is gone, right? So now the Phillies have to go into arbitration or settle with Alec Bohm. It's going to come to about $10 or $11 million. My point is, I think the cleanest way to do this would be to trade Alec Bohm. Trade Alec Bohm away and free up $10 million. There's your $25 million for Bo Bichette. And you could play Bichette at third. I think he could play third at an adequate level. I also think there's a world where the Phillies could play Bichette at second and have it create a double play partner with Trey Turner. And I'd be intrigued, and I've been thinking about this for a little bit. Could Bryson Stott become a super utility guy where he plays some third, he plays some second, he plays some short? You know, he fills in, Bichette's had injuries. He go back to second when you need him. Turner, we know, is not a great defensive shortstop. Maybe there's a couple days here and there where Turner gets a day off or a DH day and Stott goes to short. He could play a lot of third against right-handed pitching. Sits against lefties. Sosa plays third against lefties, and you kind of hold that down until Aiden Miller arrives. And then one extra element of this would be, could Bryson Stott learn a little outfield? And it gives you just one extra guy out there that if you run into a problem with Marsh, if you run into a problem with Crawford, I think there's a world where Bryson Stott could become a super utility guy, a Ben Zobrist kind of guy, same bat, same profile, but have more versatility than, let's just say, the middle infield. I think it's possible. And look, when he first got here in 2022, he played some third when Alec Bohm was going through the, you know, I hate this play situation. You know, stop playing third for a week. So I think he could play a little third base. And I think he played third on opening day. I mean, he could play a little third base if he needed to. So I'm very intrigued by Bichette. Excellent player. Big time 1-2-3-4 in the lineup. Hits to all fields. 300 kind of hitter. I'd offer 6-150. I would basically rescind the offer to Real Muto. And I would trade Bohm to clear up the money. And there's your $25 million. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.